welcome to another episode of Ducks Quacks Road to Ignite. This is a treat for me. I'm with Jeff, and Jeff, this is such a wonderful day here in Redmond.
It is. There's nothing like summer in Seattle, and weather's great. It's great to see you here. I know you're traveling around the world visiting customers, and glad you could stop by our neck of the woods.
Well, look, I got the blue shirt memo.
Yeah. There you go. Short sleeve. It's hot here.
I know.
Hotter than normal.
So Jeff, how's summer been for you?
It's been great. We did the May event, the SharePoint Summit, where we announced the roadmap. And now we're in that period between the May event and Ignite.
Mm.
And we are working hard. We have a great team. And so, so many stuff. Yesterday, I met with Brian McDonald, who runs the Microsoft Teams group, about
sure.
a bunch of stuff SharePoint and Teams are doing that I think people will be pretty excited. We just had the 10th anniversary of OneDrive, where we announced some stuff that we're doing in OneDrive, and there's more coming. So we're pretty freaking busy.
I know. I mean, yesterday I saw that OneDrive is 10 years old.
That's right.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I got my wife hooked to OneDrive now because the fact that she can search her photos when she, you know,
yeah.
how you can back it up from
yeah,
your
yeah,
phone?
Yeah.
And she said, how does it do it? How does it know? Well, I go, that's the power of machine learning,
yeah, yeah.
AI in the cloud.
Hey, I have a fresh off the press, a tidbit for you.
Okay, OneDrive. Okay. It's a scoop.
Yes. I saw for the first time in the iOS App Store, we crossed over 4.5 as our rating.
Uh-huh.
And since Apple rounds up the stars, if you go, hopefully it's still there, in the iOS store, we're at 5 stars for OneDrive.
Oh, wow. So, that's awesome.
Huge milestone, as you know, from like 5 years ago. Would Microsoft be cross-platform? Would it get
sure.
mobile? And I'm just so proud of the team listening to customer feedback, working hard. And we have a 5-star app for OneDrive on
Congrats.
iOS. Yeah.
I know, you know, Jeff, that's one thing I'm really excited about. And I would have to commend Microsoft with this change and the agility and considering how big the company is,
yeah.
right? So all the new innovations that's coming out and the fact that you're getting feedback, it's not just you're pushing out new technology, but refining and improving
yeah.
existing technology. I mean, look at SharePoint, right? SharePoint Online with communication sites. That
yeah,
thing
yeah.
is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's been great. We've had, some of these amazing customers, like, you probably saw the webcast that was done with
yep.
Shire Pharmaceuticals.
That's
even
right.
before we went into broad release, they had several dozen communication sites at a big pharmaceutical company. And normally people think, wow, pharma is slow, regulations, and
yep.
this is a company that loved this stuff, ate up the empowerment of it, and is creating these great sites that live as part of a holistic intranet
exactly.
that are indexed by the Microsoft Graph, so they're searchable, you can browse them on your phone. So it's innovation central.
And then you talk about digital transformation,
yeah.
right? That's a prime example, because back in the day, when we would think technology and upgrading traditional industries, I would say,
yeah.
like healthcare or government
yeah.
or financial services, they would be like the stragglers and the last
yeah.
people in new tech. But now with the cloud and this idea of innovation, transformation, it just changed the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet. Years ago, I did this slide that was this teeter-totter slide of empowerment and governance.
Right.
And that is the key with transformation, because if you go completely to one extreme or the other, it just doesn't work. With no empowerment, you really can't transform
exactly.
and be responsive. With no government, you have haphazard, random behavior, and if you might break policies, if not laws and regulation. And I think in Office 365, we've got that balance right, where we've got things like Power Apps and communication sites and Teams, where people can create, be agile and work together, change the culture. But then, of course, we've got encryptions and certifications
sure.
and auditing and e-discovery and multi-factor authentication,
right.
mobile, so I think we've got that teeter-totter that we had on a slide 10 years ago, finally just about right.
It's funny you say that. So I was doing a workshop yesterday
yeah.
on this workshop was about how do you drive sustainable adoption? And I had a slide that says Office 365 equals governed empowerment.
Yeah.
Because back in the days, when people hear the word governance, oh, it's a bad thing, it's hard, it's
right.
too much, it's difficult. But my point is, look, for example, we live in a phenomenal country. We have freedoms, but we're governed to a certain
yeah.
extent. So we won't do bad things and we'll do the right thing.
Yeah.
And Office 365 provides us that benefit. and I don't have to worry about setting up a big team in my IT organization, hire a lot of security people or privacy people. It's already there, and the guidance is there.
Yeah, and in fact, the time and money you would have spent in the past on setting up servers and patching and so forth, you can really put that energy and IQ and passion into how do I help users be more productive,
exactly,
or what are the governance policies that are appropriate for my industry, my company, my particular projects. And so I think people are able to do a better job of this because the cloud takes care of the other set of problems that should just be invisible.
So having visibility to all of this, especially with what's coming and the feedback you're getting, anything that stands out for you, Jeff, that really you would just sit back and it's like, boy, this is really meaningful work we're doing. Lives are changing, or we're helping companies to do bigger and better things and focus on their core business.
Well, there's a few things. One is just the access to technology of different organizations. I can imagine most people who would watch a podcast like this tend to be in medium to large size organizations,
sure,
where they have the time and in the day and interest to follow what's going on in tech, and which is great. It is great. I know there's also probably lots of people from smaller organizations. But the thing that struck me yesterday, I know you're here for the SharePoint Fest event. And somebody said, "Wow, and you said it earlier that it's good attendance this year. It's growing." Is I did the math, and we've got at least 5, if not more, times the number of unique organizations using SharePoint, Exchange, Office 365 in the cloud than we did at the peak from the on-premises only world.
Right.
And I thought, wow. 5 times as many organizations can get access to the technology that usually only the very largest organizations can do. And so I was in Switzerland in December of last year. I met with a 2,000 person company, 2 IT people, and everything else they did was cloud services. And they were just spinning up collaboration sites around the world, creating application after application, empowering their users when they could. And the sort of 2 IT people were more technical strategists and consultant types, were just, it was all a leverage model. And an organization like that, couldn't have had access to all the technology we deliver. So I think that's the biggest thing, that whether it's a school or an emerging market, I was just in India a couple weeks ago, all these people are able to get at, whether it's SharePoint or Azure Machine Learning.
Yeah.
Think about that. What a hardcore data scientist you need to be to set up all the analytics tools from Oracle or Microsoft or IBM like 10 years ago. And now you can get in the cloud like the very best machine learning and data science tools. So it's just great.
I mean, talk about fulfilling your mission statement, right? Empower every person, every organization in the world. And then really, if you look at Microsoft, Microsoft's done a phenomenal job of democratizing technology. I mean, start from the early days of Office.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, like in the 80s, before everybody else was born, who would have access to a spreadsheet solver? Only accountants.
Like, that's right.
Never in my wildest dreams I'll be using a spreadsheet solver. But today, I don't think about it. And then the next evolution was SharePoint, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you were instrumental in that, but
everybody gets a website. It was sort of a crazy idea at the beginning, but
Well, what dawned on me is I was working with my colleague just a few weeks ago, and internally, we use SharePoint obviously for our internet. And I was telling her that, look, for our marketing calendar that's seen our internet, you can actually connect it to Outlook. And suddenly light bulb came up. She's like, wait a minute, are you saying that if the calendar shows up in Outlook, I add a new marketing event, it's gonna show up on the intranet?
Yeah.
I go, yeah.
It's sort of such an obvious thing that, but when you do it, you have to show it to people.
No, and then she's like, I never really thought about putting something in Outlook calendar and show up on the intranet.
Well, even I'll tell you a little secret, even us internally, this week, we rolled out to the core Office engineering team that's about 2,500, 3,000 people. We moved our previous version of SharePoint intranet to a set of communication sites.
Sure.
And we did it timed with the support for the communication sites in the SharePoint app, which is, it's readable, it's incredibly fast. And so we took all these sort of new articles that were sort of news posty like before, turned them into news posts in a communication site. And then you open up the app and they're all on your phone and right. you can zip through
it's
them.
It's like a feed.
And
yeah.
even in the team, people are like, wow, this is magical. I can be in line in the cafeteria and I can sort of yeah. read the latest market right. research report from the office research team. Mm-hmm. I can do that on my phone. I can get my intranet on my phone. I thought that was somehow not something that was possible with the
Absolutely.
Laws of physics. So.
And that's where you see now where the lines between, because in our personal lives, right, we're used to that.
Yeah.
We open Facebook, we go to feed or look right. at our news readers, but now that same experience is made available.
And it's simple and fast. You know, as you know, I've sort of done probably, I don't know, 8 to 10 SharePoint Saturdays in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I get to the point where the first demo I do is bring up SharePoint on my phone because
right?
there's about half the room that is using SharePoint SharePoint 2013 on premises, and so they think of SharePoint as that UI, and I show it on the phone and there's just a couple of buttons there where it's, you know, here's news, here's sites, here's people, there you go, look at the performance of it. And people say, wow, that, you know, that's great. And I said, well, now let's go make a page or make a site.
And again, on top of that, you're showing them an iPhone, right?
Yeah. And so it's, even for the people who think they know SharePoint, they are, their eyes pop out of their heads and say, I want that. That's like some different SharePoint thing. I almost,
wow.
Anyway.
So speaking of SharePoint, all this goodness, anything you can share, big things coming up for Ignite that people should look forward to or maybe participate in?
Yeah, the things we announced at the SharePoint Summit, clearly we promised some stuff. It's up to us to deliver show the next step of availability as well as new things that we didn't show yet. So
right.
I'd sort of go back to the big things we showed. OneDrive, files on demand. If you're not using that as part of Windows Insiders, mm-hmm. it's just great. In particular, it's great with SharePoint. Say you have 10 SharePoint sites. They may be standalone existing sites or things you created with Microsoft Teams. The fact that you can browse all your files in the Windows Explorer and then selectively take them down when you get them, it's just magic. So that's in preview now. We want to make that broadly available.
I got to tell you though, it was there before somewhat. Then it's a different flavor because I remember OneDrive way back when. I'm like, wow, I don't have to download the whole thing. I can pick and choose.
Yeah, but you had to sync it. And
that's
true.
You didn't.
So going back to this site we created in the office team, I have this site with, or the, actually family of sites with, you know, for a couple of thousand people. Do I really want to sync onto my machine the work of thousands of people every day? Oh my God, you know. Like, I'll kill my battery and so forth.
Right,
and
storage.
This way, I kind of can. I can browse all that stuff from Windows, go grab a file, and boom, there I go. So, files on demand. We've got a bunch of sharing stuff you've seen coming. Mm. In fact, Omar right now is at SharePoint Fest showing...
He's keynoting, yeah.
Yeah. He's showing the sharing dialog that we're putting in Windows Explorer, Mac Finder, the Office mobile apps, the OneDrive apps, and SharePoint. We're showing today that same sharing UI is going into the Office apps, Word, Excel, PowerPoint.
Awesome.
So we're gonna deliver from the cloud a simple sharing experience that goes across all our apps and all the platforms. So we have things like that. Communication sites you talked about, we are, I believe, announcing today that we're 100% in general availability for that in Office 365. We've been in first release for a bit. We'll have more stuff coming there. Power Apps and Flow, you know, we're continually doing stuff there. We're taking the next step on search with the Microsoft Graph technology to go beyond things like Delve and Discover
right.
to truly personalize search. I mean, you work at AvePoint and you're a big organization. If an engineer in one location searches on something
right.
and a marketing person in another location searches on the exact same term, should they really see the same content all the time? Shouldn't there be any context for their role and
sure.
their peer group?
Geography, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's, you know, that's going to be a big leap. SharePoint framework, big adoption of that so far. We've got more coming. And then I guess, you know, as sort of I was saying before we jumped in the car, a few months ago I took responsibility for the core Office applications and the design of the core office suite, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, office.com, and so forth. And we're going to do some things to simplify the experience, improve the performance, and have much richer collaboration between Word, Excel, PowerPoint, uniquely with OneDrive and SharePoint.
Right.
And so we're going to take that to the next level. Right. So we have some, Ignite's going to be busy. As I said, the team's working pretty hard. I think there's 41 days left till Ignite. So
I'm
counting them down. I don't know about
who's
you.
Counting?
You're probably counting from like how many days to the big AvePoint red thing.
Oh,
and so
that's
forth.
Right before you.
I'm like, oh my God, I have to get some code ready to ship and some other
there
code ready to demo.
And demos, right?
Yeah. So.
Well, the way you're describing this, right? Like it dawned on me, a few weeks ago there was Microsoft Inspire and the big announcements around Microsoft 365. But as you're describing the integration, the streamlining, OneDrive with Windows and all that, it sounds like that's where the vision is around Microsoft 365. At the end of the day, the whole modern workplace experience will be seamless and easier for
users. We went from one extreme, which is shipping methodically like clockwork every 3 years, to another extreme, which is letting 1,000 flowers bloom in the company, where there's like a million things coming out every day from Office 365 and Azure. And we got a lot of feedback that couldn't you like come up with the best of both worlds? So I think, as sort of the part of my team that focuses on design, we're really trying to get that balance right. And so one example I would give is the work we've done with SharePoint and Flow, Microsoft Flow, that rather than having 1,000 different features in the SharePoint UI, we stripped out the ribbon, we made it minimalist so that SharePoint doesn't feel overwhelming to people. But there's this magic button there called Create Flow.
Yep.
And we'll have some flows like for document approval and getting feedback. But if you say Customize Flow, it opens you up to a world of extensibility and integration. And so that's a way where we're have a way to innovate fast, enable customization, but still have the user experience actually get net simpler and lighter.
Right.
And so that's like the craft we're really trying to push on is how can we bring the pace of innovation to the cloud, but also bring, frankly, more simplicity to the Office and Microsoft experience. That's the mantra, I guess I'd say.
So beyond, between now and like you said, 41 days Ignite.
Yep.
Beyond Ignite, right? I'm sure there's more. Don't even get me started, Dougs, but I'm sure that's a focus, but I'm sure there's a lot more goodness that's coming. Anything that you can highlight for folks, and especially for those who's not able to attend Ignite?
Yeah.
Tech Summit, I know there's Tech Summits coming up.
Yeah, there's Tech Summits coming up. I'm going to go to the European SharePoint Conference.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
In Dublin.
Yeah.
Like, I went a couple years ago to Stockholm. It was a great event, and you think, okay, how can I miss a SharePoint over again in Dublin?
Have you been to Dublin?
Yeah, it's a great.
You've done the Guinness tour and the Jameson tour?
It's a
great town, yeah.
Small quantities, but nonetheless. And then that same week, I'm going to SharePoint Saturday in Oslo. We have a great community in Oslo. I'm excited to be there. We are working on some stuff for 2018. Mm. We're probably not ready to
hit
the drum about it yet, but I guess I would say I feel pretty good about the last 2 years in a row in May. I think we blew people away about the amount of new thinking that we were doing.
Sure.
And not just SharePoint, but Office 365.
And being able to deliver on it, too. It's one thing saying we're going to do it, but deliver on it quickly.
Yeah.
That's the impressive part, considering how large a team is and organization is.
Yeah. So, we'll have... the other thing, I just did a little video shoot yesterday for Rob Howard and our developer team.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing some Office 365 developer events with the community around the world coming up.
Got it. Got it.
And I don't think that's launched yet. I probably leaked something I shouldn't. But nonetheless, we will have the big events like Ignite, but we also really want to support sort of the medium-sized events like SharePoint Fest and the European SharePoint Conference and local events. One thing that always gets me excited is when I see a first-time SharePoint community event. Last year, I went to the first SharePoint Saturday in Geneva.
Right.
I think they have the first Zurich one this year. Cuba had one for the Joles and went to. We want the SharePoint ecosystem, the Office 365 community all over the world to have access to this stuff, not just people who go to the big party.
And even the big events, all the content are made available on demand as well. So even for folks who weren't able to attend, they have access to it.
Yeah,
That's great. So do you have time for your personal life with all this stuff going on? Like any guilty pleasures you want to share?
Well, certainly I love spending time with my family. Yeah. That's a little generic, but I, you know, sort of wonderful and blessed with the support they've given me. I do have two hobbies. I occasionally play guitar and record a little music, which
really
I would not share in public, but I have fun with that. And then, as you probably know, I run. In fact, one of the things I pushed myself last year, I'd run a bunch of half marathons, but I never ran a marathon before. And then last May, you know, the May the 4th,
the
SharePoint Summit event. I said, let me do something crazy. This is the big relaunch of SharePoint. We're going to do that in my professional life. Let's combine that with something crazy and ambitious in my personal life.
Wow.
And so I ran the weekend before of that event, my first marathon at the Vancouver Marathon, and I think I've run three since. And I'm doing the New York one coming up, the health permitting, this fall. So.
So when do you find time? Like, when do you run the morning or at night?
I'll do both. Most of the time I'll do it in the morning, but I've got it down to a very efficient routine that I trust can work.
And there you go.